The opposition has applied maximum pressure on the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull today to sack his Employment Minister Michaelia Cash. But the PM continues to defend her. He says she properly corrected the record about whether her office leaked sensitive information about a police raid on union officers on Tuesday. But the opposition insists she misled Parliament, demanding that she be held accountable for the actions of her staff. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon in Canberra.
The drumbeat from an opposition sensing the chance to claim a prize political scalp is getting louder.
Senator Cash should try and salvage what remains of her reputation by resigning immediately.
That's the opposition leader, Bill Shorten, who's turning up the screws on the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, to push his employment minister out of her portfolio if she won't jump.
Is it now the position of the government that staff can mislead their ministers, the ministers can mislead the parliament, and that the minister will remain entirely unaccountable? How are your ministers meant to be running the country when they can't even run their office?
A minister is accountable for what she says, and her obligation is to speak the truth. She was misled, as she said. She was misled, as she said. And once her staffer told her the truth and made the admission that he'd done the wrong thing, she corrected the record. She acted entirely properly.
The manager of opposition business, Tony Burke, stepped up the pressure on the Prime Minister.
Given it is perfectly clear that the Employment Minister misled the Senate 5 times, why won't the Prime Minister, under his own standards, sack the Employment Minister?
When her staffer admitted to having done the wrong thing, she corrected the record in light of that admission. That is precisely what she should have done. And she did it.
Senator Cash is under pressure over Tuesday's federal police raids on the Sydney and Melbourne offices of the Australian Workers' Union. Television cameras were waiting when police arrived. Senator Cash repeatedly denied yesterday that her office tipped the media off. But late yesterday, her media advisor, David DeGaris, reversed previous assurances and admitted to her that he'd leaked the information to several journalists and then resigned.
And at 7:30 p.m, realising that the truth had been exposed, Senator Cash finally admitted she'd misled the Senate.
Mr Shorten asked Mr Turnbull to confirm if that was his understanding of events.
What I can confirm is that Senator Cash defends the interests of trade union members in a way the Leader of the Opposition never did.
Mr Turnbull himself seems to have had suspicions about where the media tip-off came from. Senator Cash and Mr DeGaris were called to a meeting in his office before question time yesterday, where she assured him she personally had not briefed the media. Mr DeGaris was apparently silent. This is how she described that meeting today at a Senate Estimates Committee, with Labor Senator Doug Cameron asking the questions.
So did the Prime Minister only speak to you about whether you leaked?
That is correct.
So you didn't ask about anyone else in your office?
That is correct.
And you didn't provide any assurance to him that no one in your office leaked?
I was there to provide an assurance that I had
that
not
you,
briefed the
only
media.
You. So that was a very narrow question, wasn't it?
Well, that is for your interpretation. Yeah. I can only tell you what occurred.
Did you mislead the Prime Minister about whether your office leaked the raid to the media?
No, I did not.
Before that meeting, Labor front bencher Anthony Albanese had gone public with accusations that Senator Cash's office had tipped off the media. Senator Cash admits she was given a transcript of Mr Albanese's interview but misunderstood his allegation, inferring it was to do with her and not her office. She was questioned about that today by Labor Senator Murray Watt in Senate Estimates.
It was very yesterday whether or not I'd read or I had not read the transcript before I met the Prime Minister, but you would be aware, I was aware of the allegations because Senator Cameron had questioned me on them and had pointed out that I was incorrect in what I'd stated.
Okay, so your evidence earlier that you read the transcript before the meeting with the Prime Minister might not be correct.
As I've stated, it was very fluid. I was certainly aware of what I thought Mr Albanese had said.
And she's denying Mr Albanese's allegations were raised directly in her meeting with the Prime Minister.
Did you tell the Prime Minister about Mr Albanese's allegations about your office?
No, I did not. As I stated, I walked in to provide the Prime Minister with the assurances that I had not briefed the media.
But Labor's dubious about that version of events and is trying to tie Mr Turnbull to the scandal engulfing his employment minister. This was manager of opposition business Tony Burke to the Prime Minister in question time.
And the Prime Minister, with all his training as a cross-examiner, didn't think to ask if her office had leaked the raids, which was the only allegation that had been made. Did the Prime Minister in fact ask this question, or had he already been advised it was safer to not ask?
Here are the facts. The minister,
members on my left.
The minister gave me the assurance I told the House about yesterday that she'd not disclose the matter to journalists before the raid, and that was the assurance that she gave me. Subsequently, as honourable members know, her media adviser admitted of his wrongful conduct
Sydney.
And he's resigned.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, in Question Time. Tom Eagledon, our reporter.